The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara today's Zav is being studied in Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, but we Moshe ben Nuna, who are Hashem Tenihen, Began Aiden, Amen. Today's Zav is being studied. Yalin Shmat Sarah Bat Latife. Ruach Hashem Tenihenna Began Aiden, Amen. We begin today's Zav on Samechtet Amud Bet. And we are on the bottom of the daf, the last line, Ba'ir Abba. The Anyan Ma'aser Mai. We're in a sugya over here that's talking about you planted something and then you replanted it. So now you have the Ikar that was planted the first time around, and you have what's called Tosefet. So the Gemara wants to know, when it comes to Ma'aser, taking the Ma'aser, do you go after the Ikar or do you go after the Tosefet? The Gemara is going to explain its dilemma. Echidameh. What's the case? The Gemara says, Kegon de Amdinu ve'aslinu ve'shatlinu ve'osifa lehu. Which means, you had shibbolim, you had stalks. They were in the field. You estimated how much the stalks are, how much quantity it is, and you took ma'asir on them. You didn't make disha, you didn't thresh them. Normally, the way you take ma'asir is, you cut them from the field, you thresh it, you take the kernels, and you make a miduah, and then you take the ma'asir from the kernels. This case over here, since we're replanting it, we're replanting the actual stalks, so he didn't do that. Now he has to take estimation, because he doesn't know how much kernels are in the stalks without actually threshing. So he made an omid estimation, and he took ma'asid, and then it says v'shatlinu, and then he replanted them. He took the stalks and put them back in the ground, v'osifa lehu, and they grew a little more. So the question is like this: imtem selomar lo azlinan batar ikar. If you're going to tell me that you don't go after the ikar, v'tosefet ba'ei esureh, and therefore you have to take a ma'asir on the new tosefet that grew, ikar mai, which means, what about the ikar, what about the main stalk, which means you took ma'asir already on the main stalk, but now that you replanted it again and it grew a little more, do you have to take ma'asir on the stalk again plus the tosefet on the growth, or on the whole thing? Or maybe you have to go another, you plant it again, maybe it's a new item. If you have to go after the ikar, fine. But if you have to go after the tosefet, because you put it in the ground again, so the new growth, does it mean the new growth plus the ikar again, or not? Rashi. Tapa Rashi. Ben. Da'adlinu v'asinu. Shekatzar.
Shekatzar shibolim. Lo dashan, ela as isran
v'shatlam
leotan shel cholin. Im timselomar lechumra delo azlinan batar ikar demiftar tosefet
ma'aser. We're going to say, oh, you can't be potent the tosefet from ma'aser. You have to give ma'aser now from the growth. It's going to be mahmir.
V'tosefet ba'e asure ikar.
No, ba'e asure kama. Ikar gufe mai. What about the ikar gufe? What about the item itself? The mehedar ba'ed esure ola. You have to read ma'aser or not. Amale abaye, mai shena mikol chite v'sa'ale da'alma. And I asked a very good question. Why is it any different than any wheat and any barley? What do you normally do with wheat and barley? You plant it. It grows. You cut it, you take ma'aser. You take the kernels, you replant it. New stuff grows. Don't you have to take ma'asir from the whole thing? So what's the difference of it? You cut it, you replant it, you have to take ma'asir from the whole thing. Why is it any different than any time you grow something? Don't you always take ma'asir every time you grow something? So Yamara says, Amar le, davar shezar'o kale lo mebayale. I'm not talking about, over here, regular seeds that when you plant it in the ground, they disintegrate first before they grow. That's for sure. There's no question you have to take ma'asir again on the second time around.
Here, it's the same exact stalk. You're not putting kernels in the ground. You're putting a stalk in the ground. So that's why I have a shayla. You're right. When I put the seed in the ground, it's a new item. It disintegrates, a new item grows. When I put the same stalk, it's just growing a little more. And I took my set already on the ikar. And that's my shayla. That's she. My shayla.
מה שנא מכל חטא וסורי דאמה, דאף אגב דמעשרה כי הדר זרה להו,
בעשורי,
הנמי בעשורי.
Just like you have to make time, take maaser over again, when you plant seeds again, so what's the difference?
דבר שזרעו קלה, כגון חיטה וסורי שזרה קלה בקרקע, מתעכל, ויוצא זרע ירק ובא,
זרע אחר. Good, I understand. When it disintegrates and a new product comes out, for sure you have to take maaser again. My question was, it's new. It's a different item. However,
kegon ha shibolet shatlo en haikar mitakel ela holech mosif mai.
This stalk over here doesn't go disintegrated. The stalk over here just grows a little more. That's my sheira. So you must say, okay, I have an answer for you. Tifshot le meha. The Amar bi Yitzhak, Amar bi Yohanan, litra batsal shitikeno. You have a litra, it's a shoot of batsal, of onions. You fixed it. Basically, you fixed it. You took tirumot, you took masrot. Okay, now what? They said, oh, and then you took the bulb of the onion and you replanted it. Mitaseh lefikulo. So the law is, you have to take maaseh now against the whole onion again. So you see what? Not only the tosefet, but you have to take against the whole thing. Well, there's your answer. Rashi, mitaseh.
Mitaseh lefi kulo. Shetzarich leaseh af litra rishona. Alma hadar ba'e asure. Va'af agav de'en zar'o kala.
Correct. The onion doesn't disintegrate. When you put the onion back in the ground, the bulb, it grows more. Oh, so you see, even in the davar she'enu kaleh, that you have to take maaser from the whole of the item. La'achi nakat litra
she'odeya she'ur ma she'shachal she'shatal she'haya me'usar.
Afilu
ha'achi tzarich la'aser af ha'litra.
Right, even though you know exactly how much maaser you took the first time around, you have to take the litra maaser again. Oh, so you see what? It's the whole thing. So Gemara says, no, that's no comparison. That's the way you grow onions. That's the normal derech. The onions come out small in the ground. So what do? They put them back in and they grow more. That's the way you plant an onion. So if that's derech ziriato, for sure you're going to have to take it again. Our question is, this is not derech ziriato. You don't take stalks and put them back in the ground. Rashi. No, Rashi. Amar le Rabbi Harina bar min yomi l'abaye. New question. Atzitz she'eno nakuv mahu. Atzitz is a flower pot. She'eno nakuv doesn't have a hole on the bottom. Okay? You planted something in the atzitz she'eno nakuv. Rashi. The kaparich hashas.
I lo nakuv hu lo nikuv v'shapir Taram deman
de
petur ala petur.
Okay, whoever rule. Mina Torah, something that grows in a atit she'eno nakuv is patur from terumot and maaserot. Mina banan, however, it's hayav. But mina Torah, it's patur. So the Gemara wants to know, you put the product in this atit she'eno nakuv. Now the Gemara doesn't explain the question yet. So, and what's the question? So the Gemara continues. What did you do here exactly? So the chaura we're talking about over here, that you took product from a atzitz she'enu nakuf, shefrish ala gadel ba'atzitz she'enu nakuf, ma gadel ba'atzitz acher she'enu nakuf. So you have two flower pots. Enu nakuf. I took ma'atzir from this pot to the other pot. Both were hayav, at least with Rabbanan. And therefore I took from this one to cover that one. Now, the Chaurat, we have a rule generally. So long as both of them hayav, so I can take from one to the other. I'm not allowed to take from something that's patur to something that is hayav. Okay, that the rabbis made a gezerah that you cannot take from the ptur to cover the chayuv. Okay? So now the Gemara says, what's the case over here with this artichin and nakuf? If it means I lo nakuf, a lo nakuf, which means, what's the sefek? If I'm taking from eno nakuf on eno nakuf, what's the she'ela? Of course I can take maaseh from eno nakuf. It's on the same level. It's the same deen. Right. Af she'eno chayav betrumot masum medoraita. We know that. I'm reading. Chayav umed rabbanan. וכיוון שיכול שני עציס שיבול שני עציסים שאין נקויים פטור מדאורייתא וחייב את רבנן פשיטה שיכול לעשה מן אחד לחברו כי זה חייב לסיים מדרגה שבדאורייתא זה פטור ונתורה זה פטור לפטור המדרבנן זה חייב על החייב exactly the same level. So what's the issue over here? That cannot be the case. So the Gemara says Dilma Dilma Hazar un Kaboka Amart. Oh. The case of the Safek is like this. Hazar un Kabo. Mazi Hazar un Kabo Rashi. Dilma.
Dilma.
Benichuta.
Benichuta. Hazar venokbo ka amart.
Dahi
kama bayalan.
There's the question. She's explaining it now.
Asit she'eno nakuv ugadla tivua b'miksat.
Beautiful. It grew. Atish enu nakuv, no hole on the bottom, grew. Now what happened? The haka. Oh, now you made a hole in the bottom. And now what? It grew more. So now you have the rabbanan stuff and the oraita stuff in the same product.
Maula sura, mine.
Mine ube.
Ube.
Can I take the ma'asir
from
itself? Because now you're taking from the petur. On the chiyuv, because part of it is ptur. The stuff that grew in the asit she'en on akuv is ptur. The stuff that grew after you made the hole in it became chiyuv. Can you take from that? Now the reason why the rabbis made a gezerah, the chaurah, why can't I take from the ptur to cover the chiyuv? So there's a gezerah. There is a gezerah that Hakami made. We'll see the gezerah soon.
Pim tinsel lomar lo azlinan batar ikar v'tosefet shegadal achar nikiba ba'e esure.
Oh, so if you're going to tell me, you go after the tosefet, and then for the tosefet, it's hayav in maaseh b'deoraita.
Hilkach lo matzi esure min ha'ikar ela tosefet.
Allah tosefet. I'm not going to be able to take from the ikar to put in the tosefet. Why?
Dehavele min ha'petur ala chiyuv.
Correct, which means because you're taking from petur ala chiyuv, because the ikar is petur and the tapar is chiyuv.
O dilma.
Or do you say
ikar nami mechayev?
Or do you say that once the tosefet grows, the whole thing is chayav now, and therefore it's chiyuv ala chiyuv? Shela dezir batar tosefet lechumra lechayev et ikar. Because it's the same question that we asked. That the same question that we asked above, when you're replanting the stalks, when you say Tosefet, does Tosefet bring in the Ikar? So we're asking the same question over here by Atit Sheno Nakuv. When you say that Tosefet is Chayav, if you're going to say that, does it mean Tosefet is Chayav with the Ikar? And therefore, it comes out you will be able to take Ma'asir Mine Ubeh from itself, because both parts of the item are in the same Madriga. That's the Gemara's question. Yes, exactly. Amar le Abaye. No, okay, continue. The Gemara says, Hacha Hada Ziri'ahi Ichbureu Deka Mechbera Ve'ole. Hatam shete ziriot minhu. The Gemara comes along and says, this is a different safek. You cannot compare this safek to the case of Rava when you stick the stalks into the ground. Why? Haka chada ziriahi. It's all considered one growth. You didn't do anything different. All you did is make the hole in the plow pot after. It's just a continuing of the original growth. All you did is attach the flower pot to the ground, but you didn't do anything to the thing that was growing inside at all, and therefore pashut, it's all considered one. It's all considered one item. Tosefet and the ikar is all considered one. If you can take maaseh, it's all one growth. Mashenk, deoraita. Just like the tosefet deoraita, the ikar, it's all one growth. It started off with then you made a hole. It's still growing. Nothing changed in the. You didn't do anything changing to the plant itself. You just made a hole. It's considered one growth.
Mashenkin, hatam shtez in yotni.
Our she'ela is when you have two plantings. That's a big she'ela. I mean, I planted one stalk. I took it out of the ground, I replanted it. Oh, now we have a she'ela. You got the tosefet, does it affect the ikar or not? But on one continuous growth, we don't have a she'ela in such a case. Rashi. No, but if you go after the tosefet, the assumption is. If you go after the tosefet, it's significant, so the tosefet is deoraita, that's for sure. And but the tosefet is deoraita, it brings the ikar. I can hear it over there, the tosefet, ikar, all of the same. Because it's all one growth. Because the tosefet grew when it was nakuf.
On the tosefet, we know.
Correct.
But the whole thing now is one.
Yeah, so therefore, it goes after the tosefet. Once you said the tosefet is deoraita, so I could say the whole thing is not considered a growth in Asit She'en or Nakuf. Now that is that's more pashut than the Gemara. But Mashiach, in your case over there of two plantings, then have a she'ela. Look at Rashi. Dilma hadas riyahi.
Hadas riyahi. Va'achshav kishenikvahi mitchila ha-sharish.
Which means now when you made the hole in the ground, as she explains it beautifully. Now it takes root in the ground. The whole thing is taking root now. Which means, when there was no hole in the bottom, it didn't take root, it took root into the flower pot. But now when you made the whole plant took root in the ground now. So or the whole plant is now in Aita.
Aval gabe bayad rava. The shibolet hilkach. It's tarich le asure olo.
That's why we asked the question over there. Gemara goes on. Ba'er bahu shibolet shemilha bakeri. You took the shibolot, the shibolin stalks. You didn't thresh them to make them into kernels. You made miruah hakri. You put them in the pile. Shemilha bakeri. Ushtala, and then you planted them again. Vekara aleha shem bimchubar mahu. And what did you do when it was attached to the ground? You called it teruma. See what you did here. You put it in the pile. Once you put it in the pile, now this stuff is called tevil. It's not tevil until you put it into the pile. Tevil means now it's chayav and maaser, terumot maaser. What did you do then? After it was Hayav, Lechauran, Terumot and Masrot, it hit the Hayub hit. You replanted it into the ground. Before you took the Terumot and Masrot. You replanted it in the ground. Vekara Ale Hashem. And now you said, Rezu Teruma. You called it Teruma when it was still Mechubar. So I was to share that. Mau, Kevan de Mirha. Once you made Miruah, once you piled it up, Tavlana. You made it Tevin. Finished. And now it's Hayav. And now when you said that is a teruma, so now the stuff that's in the ground already, even though normally you don't take teruma when it's in the ground, because teruma is not hayav in the ground. Mashiach, in this case, since there was a shat hiyuv, so now that you put it in the ground, the teruma will be hal, even though it is in the mechubar. Or do we say no? Once you replant it, the shem tevil goes off because now it's reattached again. Therefore, it's not tevil again. You make the hayuv off. That's it.
She mericha bekri.
She shvu ota. Berachat.
Berachat.
You took the rake, whatever it is, and you smoothen the pile.
The zehu kiviuta.
The maaser. The mechubar. You put it back in the field, and you said that is a teruma. Mau.
Mau.
Mi avia teruma ola. Stop. So Kavli Yomaran says, yeah, understand the question. So Amri le Rabbanan Abaye Imken Matsinu Teruma b'mechuba lekarka. If you're going to tell me that it's Hayav in Teruma, comes out we have a case where you can take Teruma from Mechubar. So what? We have a Mishnah. Utnan lo matzinu Teruma b'mechubar lekarka. We do not have a scenario, the Mishnah says, of Teruma that is Mechubar. And if you're going to tell me that this case over here you could do it in Mechubar, we have a scenario. Amar le ki tanya hahi li'anyan ehiyube mita v'chomesh. That over there that said that we don't find Teruma b'mechubar, that's le'inyan, that if a person would say that is a Teruma in Mechubar, there's no Teruma le'inyan, that if a person, let's say, ate it b'mezid, let's say a non-Kohen, he's not going to be chayav mita, nor is he going to have to pay an extra homage. If a person eats Teruma b'shogeg, so he has to pay back to the Kohanim Keren v'chomesh, the principal plus a 20%. The italish, well, you'll never have a case where mechubar, you'll have to pay, you'll be chayav mita if you ate it, or you'll be chayav Keren v'chomesh. Why? So Gemara explains. The italish v'achil talushu. Because if you pulled it out of the ground and ate it, so it's talush, it's not mechubar. The igachin v'achil. And if you made it teruma in the ground, and the guy went and bit it from the ground, he ate it when it was still attached, but la darto, it's in kol adam. That's not considered an achila, which means the teruma is a teruma. Could be there is a teruma again. But in yan chiyuv, you only hayav if the guy eats it derech achila. So could be the case over there in the Mishnah, in teruma b'mechubar, meaning it is called teruma. It's just like not to be hayav mita if you ate it b'mezid, there's no b'mechubar. Because b'manachar, if he pulled it out of the ground and ate it, that's not mechubar anymore. That's talush. But if he ate it from the ground itself, he bent over and he ate it like an animal, so then that's a chesed an achila. And to be hayav in teruma mita, you need an achila. But could be it is teruma. Just like inyan hayuv mita and inyan homesh. Rashi.
Kitanyahi, the law matzino le inyan chiyuve,
ale mita
vechomesh.
Terushahi.
Terushahi. Veakati bemechubar.
Lo matzachna la. Right, if you pulled it out of the ground, so it's talush. So we didn't find the case of mechubar. Veigachin
veachile. Kishahaita mechuberet batla dato etzel kol adam.
Velo
havia achila.
Right, and if you bent down and ate it from the ground like an animal, so that's not considered an achila. So Gemara says, "Oh, umay shena medichtiv apinkasa de ilfa." Why is this any different than what we saw on the notepad of the rabbi called Ilfa? He had his notes, and we saw the following hadush. Interesting case: you have a chicken that became a nevela. Nevela meaning it was asur to eat, became forbidden. So now you have the eggs. There's eggs inside the betzah that became a the negot that became a nevelah. So it says betzeh nevelat ha'of tahor. Let's say there was eggs inside of the chicken. They were created inside, and it died. But the eggs were on the way out. The eggs were coming out. So it says miksatan b'chutz miksatan b'fnim. Some of the eggs were on the way out already, and some of the eggs were still all the way inside the womb of the bird. Mibifnim mitameim migadim abet abiliyah. Now we know that nevela is mitameh. When a guy eats a kezayit of nevela, it's mitameh his begadim. So it says the eggs that are inside have a din of a nevela, and therefore if he eats from it, once it goes into his betabiliyah, once it goes into his throat, it's going to mitameh the guy's begadim. The eggs that are inside when he eats them are going to be mitameh. Mibachutz im mitameh begadim abet abiliyah. Which means, if they came out, the eggs, so when the eggs came out, so then already we don't consider them nevela. And therefore it's not going to be mitameh. What eggs are going to be considered mitameh, the guy? The eggs that are inside. How did he eat them inside? That means, he opened up the chicken, and he ate the eggs. He stuck the eggs in, he stuck his head into the chicken and ate the eggs inside. And still you're calling that an achila, even though it's not the derech to eat the eggs in such a way, but you call it like that as well. So therefore, back to that question: maybe also when I'm eating the tiruma from the ground, the guy should be hayabita. What do you tell me, batla dato? The batla dato, no one eats like that. You see the case of the eggs inside the chicken? He's hayab. Look at that sheep. Maishana.
My shana de midrichtiv a pinkesad de ilfa, but se nevela of tahor. Kegon betzim ha meorin betanegolet.
Meorim, meaning they're attached. They're attached with the veins in the tanegolet.
Umiksatan betoch she besha'at.
Behutz.
Oh, behutz. Miksatan behutz she besha'at mitata hatitchila lahatil betata.
At the time the chicken was dying, the egg started to come out. Mibifnim.
Mibifnim kegon im hichnis piv.
The guy stuck his head into the chicken's womb.
But the
eggs have a din of a nevela, and therefore
the gemara the betza who haochel menevelat aof tahor umin hashelal shel betzim tahor.
Okay, fine. That's not where it came out. But the point is. The Gemara says we have a similar case. Why tell me your patuk was not in the chachila? The charish be hayav just like the case of the eggs. Gemara says talush avide inche deach lehache the mechubar lo avide inche deach le. That's the way you eat eggs. Bottom line, those eggs are not attached to the ground; they're attached to the chicken. So that's not so far fetched to say a guy will eat like that. Because it's not attached to the ground. It's just in the chicken's womb. That's just a guy sticks his head and he will eat it. But something that's attached to the karka, like the stalks, that's not the day. Finish the Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. So never give what I'm saying. It's making a hainuk. People will eat things from the chicken's stomach. Because it's not mechubal karka. Mashiach things that are mechubal karka, that's more odd. That's a good animal. That's an animal. He thinks me chobal the karka. Yeah, he slaughters the chicken. He eats it. He eats it. It's like eating from the plate. It's eating from the. Yeah. It's nevela. It's nevela. Don't get me wrong. It's nevela.
They opened the egg also, by the way.
He stuck it at it. No, they didn't pull it out. He stuck it at it.
He's got to open the egg also with
his mouth. He's stuck it at it like that. It's kind of weird. It's like a piece of chicken. He's eating it from a chicken. It's like, I have a chicken on your plate. You're eating it from the chicken. Now, shake it from the ground, you don't do. Continue. Amar Rab Tabiyomi. Bar Kisna. Amar Shimu'el. Hazoreya Kil'ayim. Be'atzitz. She'enu Nakuf. Asur. Okay. Halacha. Kilayim, two different seeds. Asit she'enu nakuf. Flower pot without a hole in the bottom. Asumid rabbanan. Kilayim is asumid rabbanan. When you do it in asit she'enu nakuf. Amar abaye bishlama yashmin and lov kema katmadu bid rabbanan shapir. If you wanted to tell me, Rav Yehuda Tabi Yomi, that the point of it is you did it, you're going to get malkut, you're going to get lashes from the rabbis. Shapir. Okay. And I understand exactly what you're telling me. Because I never heard that halacha. However, Ela Asur, Malkarosh Malan. But just to tell me Asur, what's the Hadush? The Midrabanan, Havya Ziriya? What do you want to tell me? The planting, the Asit She'en Nakuv is planting? We know that already. Tanina, Taram She'en Nakuv, Anakuv, Tiruma, V'yazor, V'yitrom. We have a law that says, let's say you took Tiruma from the Enu Nakuv. That's the Uraita. Enu Nakuv is the Drabbanan. Al Nakuv. You took Tiruma from the Enu Nakuv on the Nakuv. What's the din? It's Tiruma V'yazor V'yitron. Which means the Tiruma is considered a Tiruma, but you have to take Tiruma again on the Nakuv. Because since you only took it on a rabbinical level, you have to take it again on a Torah level. But what do you see that says in the statement here? Tiruma to Tiruma. It is a Tiruma. To teach you that what? That even something that grows in the Atzitz, She'enu Nakuf, it is Tiruma planting. It's Hayab Tiruma, albeit in a banan. So then we have to take Tiruma again from the Nakuf in order to satisfy the Oraita level. So therefore, what are you telling me that what? You're telling me that when you plant kilayim in the pot, it's hayav. That's asur. Of course, it's asur. You know, it's a ziriyah. We know it's a ziriyah. So what are you coming to tell me? Look at that sheet. Terumahi.
Terumahi beezov etron. Minanakuf.
Minanakuf.
Ama medchayil ale shem teruma azriya hid medrabat.
Sure. You're calling it teruma, and you have to retake it medoraita. But it's teruma. Teruma drabanan. Azriya. So therefore, the only thing that Rav Yomi could have been coming to teach me the Gabed Kilayim is not that it's Asur. For sure it's Asur. And I say it's Asur. And Yahayab Malkut made it Rabbanan. Mishnah. Ha'chaitin. Yeah, these are the five grains. Chaitin. That's what? Wheat. Se'urin, barley. Kusmin. Spelt. Shibbol, shu'al. Oats. Shifon. Rye. Hare elu chayavim bahala. Okay, now you know. Those are the five grains. And if you make dough from them, you hayav challah. Umistarfim ze'im ze. You could mix and match the different grains to be to the shi'ur. Ve'asurim be'hadash lefnei ha'omer. Good. And these are the five grains that are asur before you bring the korban ha'omer on the second day of Pesach. This is the laws of Yashan and Hadash applied to these grains over here. Umelikzom lefnei ha'pesach. Also, you're not allowed to cut these grains before Pesach. Besides eating the Hadash, it says Rishit Ketzidechem, that you're supposed to cut them for the first time by Pesach. So you shouldn't cut any grains before them. Mishnah. Im Shlishu Kodem Naomer, Naomer Matiran. If they took root before the Omer, that's the cutoff point. Whatever was rooted before the Omer is Matir them, to eat them in the subsequent year. If not, you gotta wait until next year. Okay, read Gemara. Tana Kusmin Min Hittim. Spelt is a type of wheat. Shibolet Shu'al Vishifon. Oats and rye means Se'urim. It's good to know that everything falls either into the wheat family or into the barley family. So they're saying kusmin, spelt, is in the wheat family, and the rye and the oat is in the barley family. That's it. Kusmin.
Kusmin.
Now, by the way, what do you need to tell me this? Just this one, just information for what halakha is. Every halakha comes out of this over here. Look at that sheet.
Kusmin min chitin. Lenyan chala etzterich daminan b'masechet chala. Hachitin en mistarefin im hakol chutz min hakusmin.
So when we said it's mistaref, chitin is only mistaref with kusmin, with its kind, which is kusmin. And se'urim is only mistaref with its kind, which is shivon shu'al v'shifon.
Kusmin mistarefin im hakol chutz min hachitin.
Right, it can be mistaref with everything else except with chitin.
V'hai d'tana le ha'acha mishum d'matnitim ayri b'chala k'tani m'starifim z'im z'e v'ata
tosefta l'ferusha. Sure, because we would have made a mistake when you read Amishnah. Because Amishnah said m'starifim z'im z'e. All five can be m'starif, mix and match each other. No. Hatin im ha'atin v'aseorim ha'aseorim. What's hatin? Hatin includes kusmin and seorim includes the other items. It's coming to teach me when the Mishnah said Umistafim Zeim Ze, it means that the wheat is Mistarev Zeim Ze and the Se'urim are Mistarev Zeim Ze. For the Shi'ur of Hala. When you read the Mishnah, it sounds like Mistarev Zeim Ze, Haitim and Se'urim Gamkin. No, Haitim and Haitim and Se'urim and Se'urim. Right, Hef Haitim, Hef Kusmin, Yahiva Shi'ur. Hef Haitim, Hef Se'urim, no Shi'ur. Continue the Gemara. Kusmin, what is Kusmin? What is this word over here?
Gulba.
Gulba. Okay, now you understand it? Shifon Dishra. Shibole Shu'al. Shibole Ta'ala. Okay, these are the words. These are the Aramaic words. That's it, Ashi. Gulba Espelta. Spelt. See, the French word sounds like spelt. Dishra, Sigla, okay, Ta'ala. Avinya. Okay, French words. Gavara says, Hani'in, what are you coming to exclude? These are the five grains. Orez v'dohan la. But rice and millet, no. They're not chayav in hal. I mean, you made rice flour. You made millet flour. Not chayav. Minane mile, how do you know these five? And maybe rice flour also. How do you know rice is not a grain? Amar Reish Lakish, atya lechem lechem im masa. This is Rashi from Masa. Ketiv acha ve'ayah ba'achulchem lechem ha'ares. Uchtiv hatam lechem oni. It says by chana ba'ochokem lechem ha'aretz. It calls it lechem. Uchtiv hatam, it says by matzah and pesach lechem oni. So we're making gezeras shema. Just like I can only make matzah from the five grains, so chala also is only chayav from the five grains. Oh, the Gemara says, "V'atam gufa min alan." How do you know about matzah then? The Gemara's question: How much the kish? The chenter ben bishmei, the chenter ben bi eliyazer ben Yaakov. Amar kara lo tochal alav hametz. Shivat yamim tochal alav matzot lechmoni. The barim baim nidei chimutz. Adam yotze ben nidei chomato bePesach. Yatzu elu sheim baim nidei chimutz ela lidei sirachon. It's gotta be. It says, "Don't eat hametz, eat matzah. Something that can come to hametz." These five grains, if you leave them, they come to hametz. But shaking the rice, it doesn't become to hametz, just spoils. So therefore, that's how we know that the hametz has got to be from the five grains. And it says halach, it says matzah, matzah, right? Gezerah shava, lechem, lechem. And then we check this lechem is five grains, that lechem is halach, five grains. We quoted the Mishnah. Umistarfim ze'im ze. We quoted the Mishnah, which talks about the five grains. They are wheat, they are barley, spelt, rye, and oats. So we said that all these items, these five grains, are mitztaref ze'im ze'im. They can combine with each other. Combine to each other for what? So the Mishnah said for the purpose of halak. There's a certain shi'ur of how much flour you need in order to give halak. So these items can combine with each other in order to mitztaref for the shi'ur. Tana, we have a braita. Ha-tebu'ar ve-ha-kemachim. והבצקות מצטרפים זה עם זה תבואה, that is the unground wheat, והקמחים is the flour, בצקות is dough, they are מצטרף, they combine with each other, you can combine flour, dough and stalks. זאת מגברה אס, זה מה ילחיתה? What's the halakha? Meaning, for what halakhic ramifications? זאת אומרת, says, אמר רב כהנא, לעניין חדש, which means, we know that one is not allowed to eat a kezayit of the new crop until they bring the korban na'omer. And if he eats it, he's going to get malkut. So the hadush is that you can mitztaref these three items to shi'ur of a kezayit to be hayab malkut if you ate it before the korban na'omer. Rav Yosef Amar Linyan Hametz Bapesah. Good. That we know that if a person eats a kezayit of hametz a pesah, he's going to be hayab karet. So therefore, if you mistarif these three items to a kezayit, one will be chayav. The papa amar le'anyam ma'aser sheni diyachil le chutz lachoma lake. Ma'alacha says that ma'aser sheni you have to eat within the walls of Jerusalem. And if you ate the ma'aser sheni outside the walls of Jerusalem, you get malkut. The hadush says that if the ma'aser sheni was made up of these three items and you mistarif them to the shul of the kezayit, the person is going to be chayav. Rava amar le'anyam tum'at ochalim. That this is regarding the shiur of eating foodstuff that became tameh, that has the ability to be tameh the person. The shiur of that is indeed a kezayit according to the shiur of Rashi. For to eat it itself, it's a kezayit. To be tameh other foodstuff, it has to be a kabetzah. Again, if the foodstuff is itself tameh, to mitameh the person, it's the shiur as a kezayit. To mitameh other foodstuffs, the shitat rashi, the foodstuff has to be a kabetzah. So it says, that what? You can mitstaref these items to the shiur of a kabetzah in order to mitameh ochlim. What's the hadush over here? The Gemara, the tevuah, ukmachim, dumya de betzikot. That the wheat and the flour is similar to the dough. In what sense? Ma'atam, just like by the dough, uchla be'ineh, it's all food, there's no chaff in the dough. Afachan nameh, so too, uchla be'ineh, we're talking about flour without any chaff in it, without any shells in it from the stalk, and the stalks itself also without any kelipot, without any shells on it. It's just the pure seeds themselves of the se'orim and the hitim, which means it has to be pure, no waste. Look at the Rashi, and she says, "Ma'atam," fourth line, Batzek uchla be'aineh, the food is the batzek itself. Na'puke kelipat se'urim, as opposed to the shell that's on the barley, the subin and the branch of the kemahim, telav uchlim ninu. Ve'lo mistarfin lekabetza. Again, for the shoot of achilat, that you need food stuff to be mitameh. Oh, it's got to be food. So just like the dough is pure food, so to the other items also, the flour has to be pure food without any bran in it, and the wheat as well has to be without any regular stalks would not be mistanef because it's not 100% food stuff. Kevara says, I'll bring you a proof to this. It's not a question, it's bini huta. Hita ben kilufa ben she'ena kilufa mistarefet, which means a wheat, whether it is shelled or not shelled, is mistaref with another food to the shoot of a kabetza fetumat ochlim, because it is edible. The shell of a wheat is very thin, and therefore it is edible. Therefore, it can be mistaref se'ora. However, when it comes to barley, kilufa mistarefet. If it's shelled, you can be mistaref to the shoot of ochlim. She'ena kilufa. And mitzarefet. Why? Because the shell of the barley is unedible, and therefore cannot be mitzaref with the seed itself in order to make the shoe. So what do you see over here? Only the edible parts are mitzaref, and the non-edible parts, no. Read Rashi. Vatanya b'nichuta kelipat chitim daka verakai uruya leechol lefichach. Mistarefet se'ora she'ena kelufa ena mistarefet im sha'ar oklin lekabesa v'afilu ochel shebetoka mishum dekelipa mapseket, which means the kelipa separates, you can't even eat the food because the kelipa of the se'ora is blocking the food. Ve'lo nogeim ochlim adadeh liyotchimur, which means maybe you'll tell me, okay, discount the shell, but if I take the shelled, I take the se'ora with the shell on it and I mix it with other foods, and altogether is a kezayit, I don't even mitzaref the se'ura itself, because since it's being blocked by the shell, there's no chibur. And therefore, even if you disregard the shell, and I have a kabetza of se'ura with other stuff, no good, because there's no seudah, because the shell is blocking it. It's not touching. It's not touching the rest of the food. So therefore, let's just take two hanushim. Not only doesn't the shell mitzaref, but you can't even mitzaref the se'ura when the shell is on it, because it's not touching the other food that it's joining with. Comes the Gemara and says, Ini, we have a contradiction, that you're telling me that the kelipa of the se'ora is not mitzaref. Ta'ana de Bnei Ishmael. We learned over there, it says, Al kol zera zerua asher yizareya. This is talking about over here, let's say a sheretz, which is tameh. It falls on a seed. So the seeds become tameim. So the language of the pasuk is al kol zera zerua, a seed that you plant, asher yizareya, plural again, that you plant. It's asher yizareya lekaura is extra. So it comes to teach me kederech shebnei adam motziim lizriya, that the way a person plants hita beklipata usora beklipata vaadashim. That's the way the people plant them. They don't take off the shell before they plant the seed. They just drop it in the ground. Oh, and it's saying what?
That touches that.
If it touches it, it'll be mitzaref to become tameh. Also, it must be considered ochlim for shiur of tumat ochlim. Oh, you just told me the shell. No, now you tell me the shell. Yes, Ashi. Back to the baby Ishmael. אשלי זה למשמע כדרש מאדם מוצאים זריעה שאין מקפידים עם קליפתם סובבתם כך הם מצטרפים לטומאה. Just like they plant, that's the way they have for tumah. The shomer ha'ochel mitzaref imot. It's the shomer, it protects the ochel. Ume'aykira nafkala be'orna rotem. Oh, so that's the Gemara's question. Gemara says, la'kasha ha'belachot ha'bibishot. It depends if the shell is moist. Then they are protecting the gara'inim, therefore they're mitzaref, because it's a din of a shomer, because they're protecting the ochel inside, therefore they have a din of ochel. However, when they dry, they're very brittle. You just touch it and it falls off, so it's not considered a shomer aperi anymore, and therefore it's not considered ochel. The hadush is that shomer aperi is considered like the peri. Now, if it's dry, it's not considered like the peri. Rashi, lachot mitzarfot. דשומר הוא יבשות לא אבי שומר דמפרחה ונפלה. Exactly. Another shitan, she says, לאחות חזק לבדן לאכול. Some even say better, that when they're moist, they're even edible. דעדיין הכותל, וזה שמעתי. ולשון ששמעתי קשה לי. עד כמה לנו שומרים מסתפים לטומאת אוכלים. Okay, sounds like it's a din of shomer. Here it's not a din of shomer. It's a din of edible. Why would the Gemara say it's a din of shomer? So he likes the first explanation better. That's the shiva. Asurim, go back. Now we quote from the Mishnah. Behadash melefne ha'omer. All these five grains, you cannot eat them until you bring the new korban ha'omer on the second day of Pesach. So he was minahanemile. How do I know that the isur of hadash applies to the five grains? And how do I know it does not apply to rice and millet, ores and dochan? Amar ishtakish atya lechem lechem mimmasa. It says by matzah the lechem oni, and it says by the korban haomer ve lechem ve kali ve chermel. And therefore, just like by matzah, we know it only applies to the five grains. So therefore, the korban haomer only is matir the five grains. Rashi, lechem lechem, lechem kali v'chermel, ma matzah hameshet minim v'lo orez v'dohan, af hadash nameh hameshet minim v'tula. Furthermore, the Mishnah said v'liksor lefnei haPesach. You're not allowed to cut the products before Pesach, the wheat that's in the field and the five grains. You're not allowed to cut them before you bring the omen. How do you know that? Minan emile amar Rabbi Yochanan atya reshit reshit mehala. It says by ketzinat omer reshit ketzinechem, and it says by hala reshit arisotechem. And just like by the hala, the reshit is talking about the five grains that you take hala from, so too when it says reshit by the korban ha'omer, so we're going to say what? It's talking about the five grains as well. How do we know that? Because we said already that the gezerah shva lechem lechem from matzah, and therefore it's asu to make ketzira as well on the five grains. Look at Rashi. Rashi says v'leksu lefne ha'pesach aval l'achar yom tov lishon shari. Right after the first day of yom tov, it's permissible to cut the grains. The ketzirat ha'omer motzei yom tov. Once you cut the grains on the first, the second night of Pesach, that's when you would cut the omer. It's mutal l'ksor sha'ar ketzirot. I mean, that has to be the first cutting. The korban omer, they cut on the second night of Pesach. They brought it on the second day of Pesach. Once they cut it at night, you've got all the other grains. Okay, good. Why? Because we have a gezerah shava, reshit, reshit. Just like by halah, it's the five grains, and it's called reshit. So to the first cutting has to be from the five grains, and therefore you cannot cut any of the grains until you cut the omer itself. Then you can cut everything else. That's right.